There's no evidence that famed Russian composer Peter Tchaikovsky was gay. So said the Russian culture minister recently in discussing an upcoming state-funded biopic that promises to shove the 19th century musical icon, along with his sugar plum fairies, boy toy soldiers, and square-jawed nutcrackers, firmly back into the closet. Trouble is that Tchaikovsky's same-sex orientation is so well documented in his own letters and diaries, as well as the writings of his gay brother Modeste and contemporaries such as E.M. Forster, claiming he wasn't gay is like insisting Liberace just didn't find the right swan queen. Historians' heads pirouette. But the climate of homophobia in Russia these days, as embodied in the new so-called gay propaganda law, makes it hard for even dead Russians to be gay. And the living risk fines, imprisonment, or worse, for saying anything positive about gay or lesbian relationships, or, Putin forbid, equating them with, say, the Romeo and Juliet ideal, whose passion Tchaikovsky's music ironically brought to life, before they killed themselves, of course. Imagine how quickly the West would condemn a heterosexual propaganda law that similarly criminalized any honest expression of boy-girl sexuality. No public touching, kissing, or holding hands, no acknowledgement of your love or family, and no ability to speak out about the injustice. Leo Tolstoy famously said, "Everything that I understand only because I love." Sorry, big guy, that sounds like propaganda to me. And are you sure you were really straight? We can't have the children asking questions. That's what LGBT Russians are dealing with, along with an alarming wave of anti-gay violence that their government also seems content to ignore. They deserve our unwavering support, and their oppressors our unequivocal condemnation. And it's time to tell the kids the truth about the creator of those sugar plum fairies. With a perspective, I'm Clyde Wadsworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.